Listening Library presents Seeker by Arwen Ellis Dayton. Read for you by Catherine McEwen. By now you should be convinced that our universe may have additional curled-up spatial dimensions. Certainly, so long as they are small enough, nothing rules them out. Brian Greene, The Elegant Universe. Part 1. Scotland. Chapter 1. Quinn.
It would be nice to make it through alive, Quinn thought.
She ducked to the right as her opponent's sword came whistling past the left side of her body, nearly slicing off her arm. Quinn's own whip sword was coiled in her hand in its whip form. With a crack, she flicked it out, and it solidified into a long sword.
It'd be a shame if he split my head open now. I'm so close to success.
The enormous man she was fighting looked delighted at the thought of killing her. The sunlight was in Quinn's eyes, but on reflex she raised her weapon over her head and stopped her opponent's next strike before it cut her skull in two. The force of his blow against her sword was like a tree trunk falling upon her, and her legs buckled.
Got you, haven't I?
Her adversary roared. Alistair MacBain was the biggest man she knew. He stood over her, his red hair glowing like an evil Scottish halo in the dusty sunbeams coming through the skylight. He was also her uncle, but that didn't mean anything at the moment. Quinn scuttled backward. Alistair's huge arm swung his oversized weapon as if it were no more than a conductor's baton.
He really intends to kill me, she realized.